This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump inviting Russian President Vladimir Putin to a second summit meeting here in the U.S. That announcement came as the storm of criticism, as well as confusion, followed the first summit, still making headlines. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting now from the White House.
Against the fallout from their first private meeting in Helsinki, news that these two leaders are planning to meet again for a second summit, this time in Washington. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Thursday tweeting, "Those discussions are already underway." This as the president faces backlash over comments he made after the Helsinki meeting, when he disagreed with his own intelligence community and seemed to accept Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia did not interfere in the 2016 elections, which he later retracted.
President Putin called the first summit with President Trump a success. He blames U.S. politics for denigrating it. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the White House would not allow Russia to question Michael McFaul, Washington's former ambassador to Moscow.
There were suggestions, comments, thoughts by President Putin with respect to that inquiry. President Trump was very clear. We're not going to force Americans to go to Russia to be interrogated.
Russia wants to interview McFaul in exchange for U.S. interrogations of Russians who have been indicted in connection with the 2016 U.S. election and possible Russian interference. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says he has not received new guidance on military cooperation with Russia. In Syria, U.S. is currently fighting remnants of the Islamic State fighters in Syria, while Russian forces are attacking anti-Assad groups in the country. This is VOA News. Israel has passed legislation that has been welcomed by Jewish nationalists but condemned by Arab citizens. Robert Berger reporting from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, approved a new law that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it is a historic moment in the history of Zionism and the State of Israel. Netanyahu said minorities have full rights in Israel, but he noted that the majority also has rights. He said the law ensures the Jewish majority for generations to come. But critics say the bill does enormous damage to the State of Israel, whose image abroad is already battered due to its alleged mistreatment of the Palestinians. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
A South Korean court today has sentenced former President Park Geun-hye to 8 more years in prison on charges related to the 2016 parliamentary elections. Park was sentenced to 6 years in prison for receiving nearly $3 billion from the National Intelligence Service and 2 additional years for improperly interfering in the selection of parliamentary candidates. Park, who has denied wrongdoing, did not appear in court. Russia and China have requested more time to consider a U.S. request to stop deliveries of refined oil products to North Korea. U.S. asked a United Nations sanction committee last week to halt the shipment after accusing North Korea of exceeding a $500,000 barrel annual limit on fuel deliveries through illegal imports. The quota was among the sanctions imposed by the Security Council last December. In response to North Korea's launch of a missile, North Korea said it capable of striking anywhere on the U.S. mainland. Automakers, dealers, and suppliers here in the United States are united in opposition to President Trump's proposed tariffs on imported cars, trucks, and auto parts. Opponents who work in the industry joined a bipartisan group of lawmakers outside the U.S. Capitol to voice their concerns. Jennifer Adair is with the auto manufacturer Toyota.
A 25% tariff on imported autos and auto parts would only lead to fewer sales, which leads to fewer American jobs. We cannot let that happen.
Imposing a 25% tariff on imported autos would raise the average price of a new car in the United States by as much as $4,400. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.